Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide car bomb Saturday outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed at least 95, left more than 163 wounded. We get more now from Reuters' Scarlett Vivanovich.
The blast occurred at a police checkpoint in an area near foreign embassies and government buildings. Saturday is a working day in Afghanistan, and the streets were busy when the explosion occurred. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. It comes only a week after the group attacked Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where more than 20 people were killed in an overnight siege.
The White House released a statement condemning the Saturday attack. United Nations says it will participate in a Russian-sponsored Syrian peace meeting at the Black Sea resort of Sochi this week. Syrian government and opposition peace talks just ended in Vienna. Opposition spokesman Yahya Ridi says this will not be attending the Sochi event.
We believe that the ball is in the Russian court. And they say that they have the upper hand in Syria. And they were responsible for saving this regime for a long time. And they can bring it to commit itself to international legality resolutions. And if they want, they can.
Western powers and some Arab states believe the Sochi conference, an attempt to create a separate peace process more suitable to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Two women died, many others were presumed drowned after a migrant boat carrying dozens of people from North Africa sank in the Mediterranean. Among the 83 people rescued, there were three babies who were revived by medical teams. This is VOA News.